With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The death count, Southern California, is 11, but officials say it could have been much worse. Still, dozens of injuries, thousands of structures destroyed. San Bernardino Fire Captain Derek Blankham says dry hydrants were an issue.
Especially in the first 2 days, it was incredible. I mean, you come up into a neighborhood that's literally ablaze, and we're stuck with a fire engine that has 500 gallons on it because this local system doesn't have any in it. So it's hard. It makes it hard for us to do our job effectively.
Political observer Ben Domenech says California wildfires are burning against a backdrop of major war of ideologies when it comes to forest management.
And while you have, you know, the attitudes of people who think that nature should just be nature, there's the other perspective, a Christian perspective, that man should subdue the earth and that we should protect the houses and the lives, the livelihoods and the homes and businesses of families and Americans first.
Also at SRNnews.com, they say it was very frightening during takeoff for a Delta flight in Atlanta.
Four passengers have been injured after a Delta Airlines jet at the Atlanta airport aborted its takeoff for a flight to Minneapolis. A Delta spokesperson said the plane had an engine problem, but officials can't say if the problem had anything to do with the weather. The incident happened while a snowstorm was causing widespread cancellations and delays in Atlanta. The passengers, pilots, and flight attendants aboard evacuated the Boeing 757-300 using inflatable slides and were bused back to a concourse. One of the injured passengers was taken to a hospital, while three were treated at the airport for minor injuries. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And this is SRN News. Syrian Christians remain in limbo.
A group of clergymen have met with a rebel leader who overthrew strongman Bashar Assad, and they seem to have received no concrete assurances. The Catholic news agency quotes one cleric who says after sitting down with Ahmad al-Shara for some time, quote, "We cannot discern his true intentions. It is ambiguous. There are no guarantees, and we remain in limbo." Christians have had a presence in Syria for centuries, but they're a tiny persecuted minority today. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers reviving his plan to enable voters to repeal and create state laws. He crafted a similar proposal in 2022 for voters to repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban, but Republicans killed that plan. It is expected they will absolutely do it again, this time as well. This is SRN News. Consumers are about to get even more viewing choices.
Disney's Hulu Plus Live TV and sports streaming service Fubo are combining in a deal that will also see the settlement of a lawsuit against the creation of Venue Sports. The combined company, which Disney will have a 70% stake in, will operate under Fubo's publicly traded company name and be led by Fubo's existing management team. Fubo and Hulu Plus Live TV have a combined 6.2 million North American subscribers. John Scott reporting.
IRS says January 27th, the official start of the 2025 tax season, and expects more than 140 million tax returns to be filed by the deadline of April 15th. It's also this year expanding a program. It allows people to file their taxes directly with the agency for free. More details at SRNnews.com.